Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and we have various speakers that come on, and they share the Word of God. We have interactive Bible study What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity of calling in to participate with the discussion during this time. Amen. You have an opportunity to be able to call in if there's something that you want to discuss or something that you want to share. You have that opportunity. And the beautiful thing about it is when you call in, everyone that's listening by internet or by phone is blessed by what God has blessed you. So we do thank you for tuning in. For those that are calling, I'm sorry, for those who are listening by internet, you can call 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054, and you can be connected online. Amen? You can be connected online. We also like to let you know, for everyone that's listening, anything that we've done is on archive. You can always go back on archive, and you can listen to the message that was shared this time or within the last 4 years that we've been online. Amen. We're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, we are going to move on over into Atlanta. We are in Atlanta with Pastor Rose Cook. Amen. I'm going to ask Dr. Susan and Clay if she would pray. Amen. I think she's suffering with a cold, so she's just kind of looking up in the air.
Father God, we praise your name, Lord, and we come to you humbly this evening, dear Lord, seeking an understanding of your word, and we're prepared, Lord, to hear the message that you have, that you'll be given us through your humble servant. We praise your name and we thank you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for each and every family, Father God, that's listening, every household that's listening, Father God, that those households will be blessed.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for all those who would like to be with us that are not with us right now, those who listen to this and through the archive message in the future in our library, that they would also, Father God, be blessed by the hearing of this word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we're going to also, we'd also like to add prayers for Pastor Paul Robinson out of Tennessee, Minister Bill Robinson from out of Atlanta, Georgia, Stuart Hawthorne, we're praying for him. We're praying for Bishop Larry Palmer, his mother's ill, First Lady, Brenda Palmer, we're praying for her and her father. Amen. And her father. We're praying actually for her mother. And then we're also asking for that you would just bless the health. Amen. We are praying that Jeanette Dickerson is listening in. She is just joined us with Block Radio. And we'd like to let you know that we are in corporate prayer for you. Amen. We're in corporate prayer for you. So just please, amen.
And I want to add a special prayer for the family of Ronald Norris. He just recently went home to be with the Lord as a true, true spiritual warrior. And his family, his lovely wife, Rosemary Norris. Prayer for Gwen Stevenson, Pearl Thompson, Cles Matlock, and for Patsy Coggins, that they would all be blessed. We pray, Father God, also for, but not just those that are suffering with health issues and disease and sickness, Father God, but also the caretakers of those people, those that are interceding for them, Father God, that they would be strengthened and renewed, and those that are caretaking and taking care of their affairs, Father God, that they work diligently on the behalf of those who they're taking care of, Father God, that they would also be restored and rejuvenated, Father God, and they would be blessed by their efforts, Father, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. There are so many out there that are struggling, you know, with cancer, with health issues, that are in nursing home. There are so many out there that are in need of prayer, amen. And God has embedded in us the spirit to be able to pray for those. We have to pray for ourselves. I mean, we ask him a prayer for ourselves, but we are, you know, intercessing on behalf of those that are in need of prayer. Amen. The most powerful things that we could ever have is prayer. And we need to use it, not individually, but corporately. Amen? So I'm speaking with authority and speaking with authority. I'm speaking with authority corporately. Amen? And God will hear the prayers of the righteous. Amen. We're going to move over to Atlanta. Amen. And we're going to turn it on over to Pastor Rose Cook from out of Atlanta, Georgia. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes, praise God. I'm here.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to move on out of the way and let God, work through you. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord that everyone that's on the air and listening through the internet. God is good. Amen. He is a good God. Today was a rough day for me, so I just ask you guys to keep me in prayer as we go through this lesson tonight. And I ask tonight that you would interact with me tonight and give me some feedback and piggyback off what I say tonight. Amen. To help me through this lesson today. But I know that the devil is a liar, and he cannot distract me. He cannot do anything to cause me not to do the assignment that God has called me to do tonight. Because I believe tonight this is assignment from the Lord, and that God's people need to hear what I have to say tonight. Amen. And so tonight I wonder if we could go back to the book of 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses. We're going to start at 21 to 24. I talked about this last month, but God has given to me again, and he gave me another revelation of what this chapter was saying. So tonight we're going to go with this. So if you have your Bibles with you, go to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 21 to 24. Amen. And I just want to give a quick shout out. I'm hoping that I had invited two more people to come on the line to hear what God has to say. So I want to give a shout out to them if they're on tonight. Apostle De Silva and the other pastor, she's out of Alabama. I'm not for sure. It just left my mind. So I'm hoping that they're two on the line tonight. And be blessed by the word of God. And everyone that's on the line tonight, I pray that you be blessed by this word. Amen. And so as we go forth, I'm going to just read the 21st verse to the 24th. And it says, "And he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, 'O Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him.' Then the Lord heard the voice of Elisha, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he revived. And Elisha took the child and brought him down from the upper room into the house and gave him to his mother. And Elisha said, 'See, your son lives.' Then the woman said to Elisha, 'Now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth is the truth and the word of God.'" And God, you must help me tonight. Amen. And so my topic this morning, this evening is God will restore. Amen. God will restore. And before we started, I heard different testimonies of things going on in people's lives. People are sick. People lost loved ones. People are just going through a lot of things. And tonight, I just want to encourage you that God will restore you. Amen. He's going to restore everything that you lost. Amen. He's going to restore back everything that you felt that the enemy has taken from you. He will restore tonight. And so as we look at this particular scripture, because if some of you might not know that, I'm a person like to go through the scriptures and give you a little synopsis of what's happening in the chapter. Amen. So I'm going to do a little bit of that tonight. So tonight, or last month, I talked about brief synopsis. I talked about last month about how the prophet Elijah was sent to a poor widow's house to minister to her and her son. and this was at the outside of the land of Israel. I hear a lot of feedback.
We're not getting anything on this one. I don't hear any feedback on this one.
Amen. And this woman that he went to see, she was a widow. The Bible says she just wasn't a poor. She wasn't just poor, but she was desolate and maybe probably without a real knowledge of the Lord. Amen. And so God sent Elijah there to get fed by her, because you remember that he was running from Jezebel. Amen. Because at that time, Jezebel was killing all the prophets. Amen. Which is the mouthpiece of God. She wanted to destroy the word that was in the prophets. And so he was running from her. And he ends up at this widow's house. And now at this widow's house, this widow, she was a woman that really didn't believe God. You know, her faith level was low. Amen. She was discouraged. And you know how that can be sometimes when we go through situations and things are not looking right, we get low faith. Amen. And we get discouraged. Amen. And so we go on to the scriptures to the 17th verse. Tragedy begins to happen. Amen. Tragedy takes place to the widow and to the prophet. And as you know, when we go through tragedy, we panic, right? Amen. We begin to panic. We begin to, you know, oh God, what's going on? You know, we begin to get fearful. We begin to feel like, okay, God, where are you in this tragic time? And I find that as believers that we need to comfort one another when we go through these trials and tribulations and support one another. Amen. Because tragedy could be something bad, tragedy of death. You know, you lose a loved one and you begin to feel lost. Amen. Life is just, you know, gone. I can remember the time when my mom and my dad died. I felt like I couldn't live anymore. You know, that was a big tragedy to me. I felt like, you know what, God, you just took my mom and my dad. What am I going to do? Amen. My mind began to be perplexed. I began to think and say, Lord, what am I going to do? Hallelujah. These were my providers. These was the one that took care of me. These are the ones that gave me the advice that I need. So what am I going to do now? And so you begin to feel like all hope is gone. And so this particular woman felt this way because the tragedy was that her son had took sick and died. Amen. And I can imagine how she felt because, okay, God, you did a miraculous thing in the early part of the scripture that you supplied all my needs for me and my son. You made sure that my food never ran out in the beginning of the chapter. But here in the latter part of the chapter, my son died. Amen. And so I can imagine how she was feeling like, God, okay, I don't understand. You provided for me, and then my son died. You take away my son. And I can imagine how she was perplexed in her spirit because this was her only son. Amen. This is the only one that she had. Amen. And so she began to feel perplexed in her mind. The Bible said she had a bitter attitude because of what she was going through. She was bitter to God. Amen. She began to feel like, God, what did you do?
Right.
Why am I going through what I'm going through? Amen. The Bible said her attitude began to change. First, she already didn't believe God. Her faith was low. Amen. She didn't have no hope. And then you just take my son. My only son? Hallelujah. I could imagine her being depressed. Could imagine and say, God, why did you do this to me? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Any questions as I move forward? Hallelujah. Any questions?
Preach.
That's a good word. That's right.
Amen. And she began to suffer. She suffered through the situation that was happening in her life. She began to feel like, God, why? And I know we ask that question when we go through tragedy, like, God, why am I going through this? What did I do to cause this? Amen. Your thinking begins to change, you know, and the enemy begins to creep itself in you and begins to start to say, hey, you know what? This happened because of what you did. And you know the story of Job. Remember how Job went through so much? And his friends began to tell him, hey, you know what? You're going through this because of all the things that you've done. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so that's why we have to be careful when we're going through our trials and our tribulations and tragedies. We got to learn how to trust God even through the tragedy. Amen. We still got to be strong in the tragedy because the enemy is going to come in and begin to speak in your ear and begin to tell you that it's your fault. You did this. Amen. And it's not necessarily that. It just could be a test that God is taking you through. Amen. Because we got to realize that we are going to go through trials and tribulations. Things are going to come in our lives, but that's our time to grab a hold of it and begin to trust God and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen. And I feel in the spirit that some of you are going through on the line, and the enemy is talking to you, and he is saying that you ain't going to make it. But, baby, I come to tell you tonight that you will make it.
Amen.
You're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. It's not over. Amen. Mm-hmm. God is going to restore everything that the enemy took from you. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so the Bible says her attitude began to change. And when I looked at that scripture and I began to hear what the Lord was saying, her attitude, you know, her disposition changed towards the man of God. She was angry. Amen. She was fearful. Amen. Hallelujah. She didn't like what was going on. So she began to be angry and fearful about what was happening. And I come to let you know tonight, even though you're going through a tragedy, even though that you're going through something, don't be angry. Don't be fearful. Know that God has your back tonight. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Amen. Yeah, that sounds like your fault.
And we begin to say when we go through tragedies, and I have said it too, when I've been going through certain things and I begin to ask God, I'll be like, God, why am I going through this? I pay my tithe. I give you praise. I love one another. God, why am I going through this? Amen. And we begin to ask these questions, and we begin to question ourselves, like, God, what are we doing wrong? But it's not even what we've done wrong. It's a test, and we go through, right, to see, so God could get the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. Because sometimes, you know, we talk about that big faith. Yeah, I got faith. I believe God. But as soon as trouble comes, where's your faith? Where's your trust in God? Amen.
Amen.
And we cannot think that just because we are a child of God that we are immune to situations.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I realize because the closer you get to God, the closer the enemy gets to you.
Amen.
The closer that you get to God, the more the enemy is in your ear.
Mm.
Talking negativity, saying that you're not going to make it, God don't love you. That's why I always say that we got to be about God's business all the time, because the enemy is always at his. We got to learn how to cut the enemy's head off. That's how raw it is. Cut his head off. Amen. And you cut his head off by the word of God. Study your word. Begin to speak it to your spirit. Begin to speak those words into your spirit. Because listen, words have life to it. Amen. Words have life to it. And if you begin to speak that I am more than a conqueror, I am the head and not the tail, you will be that. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Amen.
No, but I just want to interject too. What you talked about, you know, the problems that we go through. You know, that's one thing about the Lord. You know, just like how the devil attacked Job. Of course, he had to go to God for permission to attack Job. But one thing about the Lord, even though we don't know what's happened to us when tragedy comes or when the trials, when we get perplexed in our minds, but God knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And what he's trying to where the glory comes in is that if he can trust you, he knows that he can trust you. He knows that you're not going to curse him and die or die in that situation. Because if he can trust you with a blessing, he can trust you with a problem. And he knows the children that he has. So whoever's out there, and I could say this for myself, going through many trials and tribulations, we all can say that. We all have a story. But if God can trust us with a blessing, and he loves to bless us, he can trust us with a problem that comes our way. Knowing that, you know what, yeah, we get shaky, but we're not destroyed. And he knows that we'll look to him, the author and finisher of our faith, even though we get a little shaky a little sometimes in our faith. But you know what? He knows us better than we know ourselves. And I'm just saying that to say this. If trials and tribulation comes up on us, it's not just to make us, but whatever we go through, it's to help someone else. If you all are with me, it's to help someone else. And like I said, like I just want to reiterate, and I keep going back to that, if he can trust us with a blessing, he can trust us with a problem. You know, the enemy will come to him and say, well, what about Pastor Rose? What about Elder Suzanne and Elder John? What about them? Let me put this on them. And the Lord will say, go ahead, because I know what I've created. I know who I've created. And they're going to stand, regardless of what you think, they're going to stand. That's all I got to say. Amen. I probably went off into a tangent, but, you know. Amen, amen.
And yes, and that is so true. And also, I point out here, too, that, you know what, I believe God causes trials and tribulations to give our attention. Because with our wandering mind, you know, we tend to think it's all about us, and it's not about you. It's about God. And we think that we can manage our own lives without him. But I have to let you know tonight, I need God. Yes. I need God to manage every bit of my life. I even go to a point to ask God, God, what did I wear today?
Yes, amen.
What did I eat today? Because he knows what's best. He created me. He made me. So he knows what's best. So I even get to that point and say, Lord, what should I do today? Because my life is not my own. And sometimes we get it twisted. And we think it's about us and our lives is us. It's not. He made us. He created us in his own image.
Amen.
He designed us the way he sees fit that we should go. So why not go to the creator and begin to ask him, God, what should I do today? And some people used to thought I was crazy about that, because they're like, why are you asking God all that? Because he knows what's best.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we have wandering minds. So our minds wander to all different types of places where it should not go. And we need the Lord to bring it back in rightful place. That's why we need the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Prophetess.
And he's concerned about us. Whatever we're concerned about, it could be the most minute thing. God is concerned about us. So what concerns us concerns him. And we acknowledge him, and we put him in everything that we're doing in our lives. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to lean on him. And that's another thing, too. When you're out there and you're feeling like you're alone and feeling like you just... God will always send somebody. He'll always have that random voice to come to speak a word into your life. We are our brother's keeper, to speak a word into your life, to rejuvenate you. You know, we're never left alone, and he never wastes anything. We're never
Amen.
Left alone.
Amen.
Because he loves us
yes.
so much. But you go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
So, and let me get on with the story because I'm getting to the good part. But yes. I just need somebody to mute their phone because I can't hear myself and it's a
yeah.
lot of noise.
I think that's your phone because when you stop talking, I don't. Oh, yeah. It's feedback.
Hello?
I'm not hearing any feedback on my end.
Yeah, I hear it too.
Hallelujah. I'm moving forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so she began to feel guilty and thought perhaps this was her fault her son was at death door. Amen. You know, she took it upon herself and realized from all the sins that she did, that her son was dying, her son died because of her. And sometimes we take that on. Amen.
Right.
Thinking, like I said, it's about you, and it's not. Amen. And so she began, since this was her son and all the sins that she done, she felt, oh, the prophet came here to tell her that, you know, her son died because of her sin. Amen. And we cannot blame ourselves because this is what she was doing. She was blaming herself. She was saying, what did I do wrong? Why God has this done to me? She began to feel guilt and pain. And she began to take on the form of despair. And she took on the form of anger and took the form of resentment and blame. The Bible says she began to take a downward process. I also realized that, listen, pain is never wrong. Amen. When you're in pain, there's something going on. Amen. So pain is never wrong. It's natural that God allows us to feel pain. The problems come when we allow our pain to twist or deform us, to cause us, hallelujah, cause us to react in a negative way instead of seeking God. What I'm saying is when pain comes, we don't need to go to the left. We need to go to God to help us through the pain because we are going to deal with pain. But sometimes when we're dealing with pain, we go to drugs. We go to alcohol.
Yeah.
We go to sexual content. We go to things that's not like God. But we need to go to God who will deliver us from the pain. Amen.
Amen.
We look for
Amen.
Other people to take away the pain. But I
come
to let you know tonight that you need to look to God for the pain, for the healing of your pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You need to seek God at that time. It's not time to be seeking someone else. It's not time seeking drugs. It's not time seeking women. It's not time seeking a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time to seek sexual activity. That's the time for you to get on your knees and pray to God and ask God to deliver you from your situation. My God,
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Good.
Jesus.
Yes,
because sometimes when we're in pain, we react in so many different ways instead of going to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's there. He said, cast everything unto me.
That's what he said.
He wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You don't have to be in despair. You don't have to be down and out. But go to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Any questions?
Hallelujah.
Sound like somebody was trying to break in. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
There's a 631. If you have a question, 631. Area code 631. Your mic is open. You can go ahead and if you have to share something or a question, please do.
No, all right. My name is Pastor Carolyn De Silva. Can you hear me?
Oh, amen.
Amen. I just want to share that what Pastor Dixon is saying is correct, because a lot of our youth and a lot of people are really failing because of the fact that they do not want to repent, they do not want to recognize, they do not even want to change their way, because society makes it so easy for them to stay in sin. But if they knew better and they knew God and there was people out there that can minister to them, they would be able to turn around. Not we can't reach everybody, but we can reach a multitude for God. And our children are dying. Our children are dying because the drugs are taking them. And like she said, you don't have to go to drugs. You don't have to go to all those things. If you just go to Jesus, go to him. Go to the Lord and take your burdens, it says, to the Lord, and you leave them there. I'm in total agreement, and I thank God for this opportunity to listen in on this, because it's very powerful, very needed, that we, that children of God, you know, Christians, believers, we got to work more harder to reach the unbelievers. We can't sit still anymore. We can't sit still and watch the world die when we can help people, certain people.
Amen.
We can't get them all, but we definitely can reach a lot of people for the Lord before he comes back. That's all
Amen.
I got to say.
Amen.
Bless you. Bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Amen.
In the 19th verse, he says, hello?
Yes, where?
Mm-hmm. And in 19th verse, he says, he told the woman, give me your son. And he says, give me your son. And when I looked at the particular scripture, it showed that he took action. He didn't react to her emotions. So sometimes when you're going through tragedy and you're going through situations, emotions begin to happen. Your emotions begin to run crazy. You begin, like I said before, you begin to panic. You begin to feel like, okay, God, you begin to be in a frantic way. But he told the woman, give me your son. And also when I looked at that, he knew she needed God's help. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he took the boy to the healer, deliverer, and the resurrector. When you read the scripture, he actually knew, Elijah knew who to heal the boy. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He didn't just downtrout her or say, well, what are we going to do? He said, give me her. I'm going to take you to the one that can restore him.
Yes.
I'm going to take the one that can deliver him and heal him. See, you need people like that around you.
Yes.
When you're down and out, you don't need nobody to tell, yeah, girl, you messed up, girl. Yeah, boy, you messed up. You need somebody that's going to encourage you and say, girl, you could do it. Boy, you can do it.
Amen. Say that.
You don't need somebody to be a hater around you.
That's
right.
Listen, you're already down. You don't need nobody to put you lower.
That's right.
I mean, you need people to be around you, encourage you. That's why I only have a selective people around me.
Amen.
Yes.
I only have selective people to speak into my ear.
That's right.
Yes.
Because you can't allow everybody to speak in your ear, because they'll mess you up. And then you find out and say to yourself, well, how did I get here? Because you're listening to people that is no good to you.
Amen.
You gotta sometimes you gotta close that ear gate to that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, hallelujah!
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
you gotta close
yeah.
that
yeah.
ear gate, hallelujah, to that person that don't mean no good to you.
Mm.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. This is Pastor Henrietta, and my name is Pastor Henrietta Bishop, and our ministry is Effective Deliverance Center, and we are in Ardmore, Alabama, with close to 100. And I would like to say one thing about walking with the Lord, that you really do need people around you. I agree with that. You need people around you who's going to build you up and not tear you down. So
Amen.
That's very important when you were saying about you need to surround yourself with certain people. Because what happens, a lot of times when you connect with negative spirit, that negative spirit cannot build you up. So what you have to do, you have to, this is my belief is, that you have to, when the Bible talks about renewing the man has to be renewed even when it comes to relationship. You have to
Amen.
Believe that you're thinking. You have to change your mind the way you think about certain things. And so the way
mm-hmm.
you do that, you have the mind has to be renewed. Once the mind become renewed, then you can push forward, and then you also can connect with the right people. So that's very important, who you connect with. Because what happens
yes,
a lot,
yes.
the people start tearing you down, pulling you down. God to be pushing you in one direction. And what the people are doing is pulling you back because they're not trying to go anywhere. And so
that's
that
right.
Your mind is becoming renewed. You have to make a it has to almost be a transformation has to take place where you want to be around different people. And that's important that the body of Christ get it where they want. The mind has to be renewed. And once that mind
yes.
gets renewed, it's going to gravitate towards people, like-minded people. So that's very
yes.
important that we must get to that place in the body
yes.
of Christ.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Because, you know, like, and I just want to piggyback off that, because in the Word of God, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times we just think that being unequally yoked is just, you know, sinner and those that are saved. But you can be
mm-hmm.
unequally yoked in the body.
Yes.
Because
yes.
this certain people's mindset isn't where your mindset is. And that's just what the pastor was saying as well. You know,
yes.
we have to be around the people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
Same
yes,
mind.
Yes.
Look, if I'm going to believe
yes.
God that this person is going to be raised up from cancer, then I need those
yes.
people around me to be
That's
to,
right.
to,
yes.
to believe
yes.
the same
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Because
yes,
if I'm
amen.
Believing that and you're believing something else, okay, now it's a shaky situation. Because
yes.
how is God going to deal with a double-minded person?
Yes.
He's not. Or double-minded
yes.
people. We have to be of the
yes,
same
yes,
mind.
Yes.
Yes.
On accord.
And thinking the
yes.
same thing. And speaking
yes,
the
yes.
same way.
Yes.
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 And if, hey, Marosata.
Yes.
And if we say, hey, yeah. And if
yes,
we say,
yes, yes.
in Jesus' name, we
yes.
believe, said, call for the elders of the church.
Yes.
yes.
Yeah. Anointing with oil. And that
yes.
and what does it say? It says, and I'm paraphrasing, it says, and God shall raise them up. But before
mm-hmm.
God raised them up, our collective agreement of that one thing.
Yeah.
God's
That's
gonna
right.
raise them up.
That's right, that's right.
Hallelujah.
The power of agreement. It's a power
Amen.
Of agreement.
Say
it's a
that.
Power
yes.
of agreement, and that's awesome because it's one accord. We all
Amen.
Have to be on one accord to have a
that's
Pentecost.
It.
We have to be
yes.
on one accord, and
Amen.
That's the best thing that can ever happen to anybody, the body of Christ. You got to remember, too, there's a power of agreement, be it negative or positive. If people
yes.
Agree in the negative and they get what
yes.
they want, why not the
yes.
people of God just all go forth in agreement for the righteousness
mm-hmm.
of mankind? And it will
yes.
come to pass. Because he said, if
yeah,
my people
yeah.
will call by my name, and it's time
yeah.
that the body of Christ turn from their wicked ways or their thinking, and it's time they
yeah.
think like Christ wants us to think so we can get things done.
Yes.
yes.
I'm in
and
agreement.
That's the bottom
awesome.
Line.
Yes,
awesome.
God.
Get things
awesome.
Done for the kingdom.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And this is all good.
Amen, Pastor. Go ahead.
We've been saying, yes, like we've been saying, being on one accord. Amen.
Amen.
And so the Bible goes on to say that, you know, as Elijah went to the healer, he went to the deliverer. He went to the one that he knew that could resurrect her son because he had a relationship.
Yes.
When you have a personal relationship with God, you know what God can do. Hallelujah. When you really trust God, you know the power that you have and the power that you can do.
Hallelujah.
So that's why it's important that the relationship that you have with God, hallelujah, when you have that relationship, things can begin to happen.
Healing becomes.
Set free comes, hallelujah, deliverance comes, hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you have a relationship with God, you begin to know him. You see, I always say you must have an intimate relationship with him.
Come on,
I have an intimate relationship with God.
I'm
in the word with God. I allow God to strip those things that's not like him, like in me. Hallelujah. I allow him to strip those things. That's an intimate relationship with God. And the way you build your relationship is the ones that may not know tonight, study his word. Get in his word. Meditate on his word day and night. I can remember the time prophetess might can remember. I remember the time when I wasn't working. I would lay before the Lord, and I would just hear God's voice. God began to speak. That was my intimate time with God. And God began to build me up, and my faith began to get stronger and stronger. And relationship, it's about relationship with God. It's just like when you're in a relationship with a man and a woman, right? You want to know each and other individually. You got to get relationship. You got to talk to them, right? You got to get to know them. The same thing with God. It's just a communication, a conversation with God. It's just having conversation with God. Telling God what's going on. Telling God, I love you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Telling Lord, I adore you tonight. Hallelujah. Telling God,
hallelujah.
You are so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Glory, that you are so wonderful and that you're awesome.
There's
none like you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
The love of my life.
Hallelujah.
When you have a relationship with God, you can speak like this. Hallelujah. When you connect to God, you can speak like this. Hallelujah. You have to begin to love on him.
Hallelujah.
Because like Prophet is saying, he loves you too. Hallelujah. He cares about you too. Hallelujah. You're not alone in this. Hallelujah.
That's
he got your back. Hallelujah.
Right.
Oh,
that's
thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
You don't stand alone. Hallelujah.
That's right.
When everybody else fails and everybody else leaves you, he's right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Oh, God
thank
is.
You.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory to God. You got to excuse me tonight. Hallelujah. When I began to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's
hallelujah.
A personal relationship I have with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God.
Glory,
and so
glory,
he began,
glory.
Hallelujah, to trust God and believe God that God was going to restore this young man. Hallelujah. He began to activate his faith. If you want God to do something in your life, begin to activate that faith. Take the faith off the shelf. Hallelujah.
Yes,
unemploy
yes, yes.
your faith tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
unemploy
yes.
your faith tonight. Allow your faith work for you tonight. Hallelujah. Allow your faith work for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
And if you believe God, hallelujah, he will restore. Hallelujah. You got to have faith tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you got to
yes.
have faith tonight. I say it again.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that faith. Hallelujah. No matter
mm-hmm.
what it looks like, you still got to
yes.
have faith. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And believe God. Hallelujah. That he can and he will deliver you and restore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Back unto you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm at the end of my message.
Amen.
The whole message of this thing is the two things that really took place was not that God just restored her son, he restored
yes.
her faith.
Yes.
Amen. Because in the last part of the scripture, she says, I believe you. I believe you are the prophet of God and God speaks to you. Because mind you, before she didn't have no faith. She
uh-huh.
didn't believe.
Uh-huh.
But after God did this miraculous thing, because God did this miraculous thing, this thing, because her son was dead. The scripture
mm-hmm.
said her son was dead.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
God did a miraculous mm-hmm. thing. He
yes,
resurrected
yes.
him.
Wow,
hallelujah.
This is so good. Mm-hmm.
And so whatever dead situation that you're dealing
mm.
with, know that God can resurrect it tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No matter
mm-hmm.
how bleak it looks,
mm.
no matter how dark it looks,
yes,
yes.
no matter how dead it looks,
mm.
God can restore tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
All you have to do is believe and have faith that
yes.
God can do it.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say, because the praise that we were just, the praise, and I'm hoping that that young woman is on the line tonight, because I'm sensing right here that praise, all those praises that were going up in the atmosphere is just for you, young woman. It's just for you that are dealing with the challenge of your life, that you the greatest challenge of your life. And that faith, it doesn't have to be no big faith, because he said faith
yes.
of a mustard seed. God, you
yes.
know how little a mustard seed is? And I heard
yes.
Juanita Bynum, I can't take this credit. I remember Juanita Bynum said, faith. What is faith? She says, take a pen. Take a ballpoint pen and you put a dot on your finger and you turn your finger back to you. That's all the faith you need. That little dot, that mustard seed faith, that little dot, that's all God wants you to do is believe that. And that darkness that seemed like there's darkness, hallelujah, barosata, there's light that's come to your house, the light
yes.
of Jesus, the light
yes.
of healing, the light of deliverance. He is the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is your deliverer. Hallelujah. He is the one, the God that heals.
Yes.
And just
yes.
like Pastor was saying, Prophet, if Pastor was saying about this whole message, this whole message is God restored.
Yeah.
He restored. And not just, he just didn't restore, he renewed. He renewed her faith. Where
yeah.
in the circumstances, it was shaken.
Yeah.
But look at God. Hey,
yeah.
Look at God.
Yeah.
Just for you. Coming right where you are. Just for you. I'm sorry, Pastor, I'm done.
All right.
Lord God,
praise
thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
yes.
Lord
thank
God,
you.
Bless your name.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. God will defy nature.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And bring the supernatural into your natural.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it is so. And
yes,
we who
yes.
believe and touch and agree right now that you are healed. Hallelujah. Delivered
yes.
and set free. God, dry up that very cancer, that very issue in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We speak it, it is so.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
We speak it, it
yes.
is so.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes, Lord.
name. Lord, you said we can ask anything in your name. You said go to the Father in your name. And we go right to the throne, right to the Father, who's the giver of life.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And Lord, dispatch your angels in her room to minister to her in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Barosia.
Hey,
Barosia.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, Morocco, boss.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we give you praise. I'm sorry. Oh, God. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, God is in the season of now. He's restoring things. We're in a restoration.
Yes.
And the word that I gave on tonight, you need to take hold of that.
Yes.
And know that God is going to restore because He's in the restoration stage, season of right now.
Yes.
You take hold of what this word has said today.
Thank you,
Jesus. God will restore.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will restore it. You just got to have faith and you got to believe God. I have a shirt that says, I believe God.
Yeah.
And when I'm down and out, I put that shirt on and say, I believe God.
Believe God. Amen.
No matter what anybody else says, I believe God.
I believe God. That's
good. My finances acting funny, I believe God.
Believe God.
Yeah.
My body acting up, I believe God.
I believe God.
Because that's all I got is God.
Amen.
So tonight, I hope that you were blessed tonight. God will restore.
Amen.
And I hope you was blessed and you take this word and begin, hallelujah, begin to work the word. Work it. Work the word tonight.
It will work.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank we give you praise. We give you glory.
Yes.
Thou art wonderful. Thou art so mindful, dear God. Thank you. Thank you for your presence.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thou art wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Marvelous.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Cook, all I can say is if you are listening and you didn't feel anything from this, if you didn't catch on fire, then something's wrong.
Yes.
Something is wrong.
Yes.
I believe that even dead wood, if you could have dead wood or even wet wood, in the area, it will catch on fire because of what went through the mind at this time. So I thank you for allowing God to work through you.
This is
what it's all about. Isn't it what it's all about?
And
we speak into the lives of each other to be blessed. And we don't know who's going to come into our lives and speak a word. We don't know where it's coming.
Thank you, Lord.
And tonight it happened to be on the airways, through the airways. I'm looking at numbers in New York, Alabama, from North Carolina. I'm talking about across the world. And the word is going out. And that's what it's all about. God is not just in one location, God. Just the one location. God is working all over. All you have to do is open up. I can hear the word. See the word. I'm working at your heart. All you have to do is open up. Let me in.
Let me come in and talk with you.
Yes.
Let me in. And that's all it is. I'm in the background. Someone is listening to people. Something in the background. Please, 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 please.
Yeah.
Listen, listen. And before we close, let me just say, it's all about your relationship with God.
Yeah.
As we said earlier, it's all about your relationship with Christ. Because when you've got a relationship with Christ, let me tell you something. It doesn't make a difference who's around you. It can just be you and God. And God is working on, listen, listen, you are aligned with God. And when you're in line with God, that's when things begin to happen.
Yeah.
No matter what man you think, God is the one who has the final word. He is the one who has the final truth. And all you have to do is just believe. And that's what Christ wants us. He wants the glory. God wants the glory. So I do thank you for just sharing with us what God has placed on your heart. I know it blessed me. I know it blessed me. And let me tell you something. I don't care where I am. Listen, listen, I am always looking for the word to bless me. And I'm praying that those of you that listen to the internet, even those of you that listen by phone, that you were blessed.
Yes.
That you were blessed by the word tonight. For I do thank you. I do thank you.
Thank
I'm going to ask if you continue to pray for Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee, Minister Robinson from out of Atlanta, Georgia, Stuart Hawthorne, who is recovering nicely from a major surgery. Also to we're praying corporately for you, my sister. I want to let you know we're praying daily for you. So you need to know that. And let me tell you something, it's not just coming from Ohio, it's coming from all over. We're praying for one.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, what God says that where there's two or three that come together with some CRO, I would be in the midst.
That's it.
And also, listen, and that's all I want to do is be in the presence of God. So thank you. We'd like to invite you back next Wednesday. We have Bishop Palmer from out of D.C. who will be on in that following week. And then the week after that, we have Pastor Dawn Mixon from out of New York. And both have a mighty word. So we do invite you back next week. Listen, let me tell you something. We've had church today. You know, and as I say about Matthew, says, I tell you that he's talking to Peter. And he says, on this rock that Jesus has, your rock will be in the people. Thank you. Did you hear that? God loves you. Well, we love you more.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Loves you more.
Amen.
Every day is a new
beginning.
Yeah.
Something. I didn't hear what it was.
can begin again.